Now hit me.
Oh, yeah. The Grillin' Guys.
Welcome back. You listen to Grillin' Guys on the Grillin' Guys Talk Network. Hey, it's the first weekend in May. You got Kentucky Derby today. You got Cinco de Mayo on, I believe, Tuesday. Next week.
Which
there's
is
a
funny.
Lot, there's a lot of fun
because
out there.
If you go to Mexico, nobody celebrates Cinco de Mayo.
Right.
It's
right.
Totally an American thing.
Yeah.
But so hey, you can make hamburgers if you want.
Right. Yep. But, you know, the
which is a ground
ethnic
meat.
Restaurants support it, and they celebrate it, and it's a good reason to go out with your baby and
bars.
And
bars
hanging
are in
out.
The Cinco de Mayo.
Yeah, right. I think there's something out at Fifth Third today or tomorrow with tacos and tequila.
We'll do a little research on that while you're yakking here.
Yeah. So we're talking about, you know, of course, I love hot dogs. I can't help it. I just love hot dogs. Always have. And Michigan has a lot of great hot dogs. Of course, the Kogel Vienna is huge. The one that comes out of Dearborn from Dearborn Sausage, I think it's called Dearborn Sausage Company, is very good. That's the only one some Coney Island guys will use. But you can do all that. Go ahead and find yourself a great, dependable hot dog. Try not to buy those giant big box brands, because if you saw what went into them, you'd really be sad.
Yes.
But when I used to work on the East Coast, I would always get sucked into lobster rolls. And in Maine in particular, they make a bun. And we should talk to Wealthy Street about doing these for us. But it basically looks like two slices of bread that are not real tall but very thick. And at the bottom, they didn't finish the slice. So what you're doing is opening up these two slices halfway down the bun, and you're stuffing it full of lobster roll, lobster salad. Well, you could do the same thing with hoagies and brats and all this stuff. And what you were talking about before is they're falling apart. The beauty of this concept is they don't fall apart. You get to actually walk around with your sandwich intact. But there's no point in going through all this stuff to find the perfect dog, the perfect brat and all that, if you're going to buy a crappy bun. So at least wander into Wealthy Street Bakery and take a look at what a real bun is supposed to look at, or Hall Street.
So, or if you wanted to, this concept that Bob's talking about, they sell many flavors of loaves of bread. And what Bob's talking about is cut a thick piece off and then cut that in half, but only go halfway down, so it kind of opens up. So
you could get yourself a loaf of Italian bread.
Right.
You could do the same thing yourself.
Yep.
Cut a 2-inch wide piece, and then the center of it, cut it halfway down.
Right.
That's an easy way to do it.
Right. And you're going to accomplish the same thing, but just think about that. That's really what a bun is the bottom's not cut out of it, and you can make them yourself, but... But you go there and you can get any, you know, dozen flavors of bread that are maybe...
I'm eating a loaf of their French bread right now because my daughter-in-law took off and I didn't have my sourdough bread for days.
Oh.
Days.
Yeah.
It was torture, I tell you.
Right. Yep. I noticed you've been posting pictures of her rather than you on social media.
She looks so much better than me.
Well, I understand that, but she's become quite the...
Food
grilling
model.
Lady.
And I'll tell you what, this girl's a phenomenal cook, and we're losing her. They bought a house.
Good for them.
And because she is going to work for a company out of Middleville that makes water heaters.
Good for her.
I've heard of them.
Yeah.
So, yep, kids She's are old enough now that she can go back.
Chief design engineer there. And, of course, my son is at Battle Creek, keeping us safe with the Air Force. And
is that Selfridge?
No. But I did see the boss was there.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Did. Yeah.
He got him 21 new F-15Es.
Yeah.
Yeah. Macomb County, right?
Yeah.
They're moving
right.
toward Detroit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. That's a great base. That's where one of our GI barbecue loads went.
Right. Yep. I remember.
Yeah,
that.
I had a great time there. They've got one of our big smokers there. So good for them. They'll have some new F-15s to keep it safe.
Yeah, exactly. What a cool thing.
I'm sure it's in some master sergeant's backyard right about now.
Well, whatever. It's getting used.
Yeah. Anyway, the bun is a big deal, and those onions and peppers and all that stuff's a big deal. But let's say you're going to do a dog bar, and it can be, and what we always do, you probably do the same thing, but I don't just do hot dogs. I do sausages.
Right.
Because some people just wrinkle their nose at a hot dog because they're ignorant.
Yeah. and we're going to talk about, you know, our favorite Michigan hot dogs in the bunker. But, you know, it's always fun for people to have a little variety. And when you, that's what a dog bar is all about. You know, especially, again, I'll reference back to the pool. It's wonderful to have a buffet when people can pick up whatever they want.
Yes.
You got 8, 10, 12 toppings, whatever you think you like on a dog.
Yeah.
Put a little bowl or a squirt bottle of it out there and let people do whatever they want to do to make their own dog. And that's memorable, too, because it's quite a bit of work to get a couple cheeses out and the vegetables and the sauces.
So that's where I was headed because we did the peppers and onions thing.
Right.
But for me, I don't know how you feel about these, but I absolutely love sauerkraut on a hot dog.
Yeah.
Sauerkraut and mustard.
Especially on a brat.
Kapusta, buddy.
Kapusta.
Oh,
and very
God.
Often I'll have that. But then you can have your jalapeno slices. There's, you know, I like Chicago dogs.
Yep.
So I'm going to have some Viennas, and I'm going to have some very thinly sliced. There's a wonderful brand of dill pickles they sell in the supermarket. I think Fresh Thyme is where I get them. But they're sold in the dairy case, and they're in a plastic container, kind of tall, kind of a fresh-type pickle, lots of dill on them. They are fantastic. They're crispy. They're not all mushy because they're kind of fresh.
Yep.
You take one of those wedges, and you slice it so it's even thinner, and you put that down on your bun. You lay the Vienna in there, and then you put a couple of whatever your favorite little peppers are on the other side. You put some onions on, or you put some mustard on top, and then you smother it with onions. That's a great
Can you even taste the dog after you've got all that on there?
That's a Chicago dog.
But no ketchup.
Absolutely
no
not.
No ketchup.
Right.
Absolutely not. You know what Clint Eastwood would say about that?
What's that?
Well, it's a famous line of his. That copy calls meathead all the time. The guy's eating a gross looking hot dog, and it was just relish and ketchup. And
oh,
so
man.
So I never put ketchup on after I watched Clint Eastwood say that.
Yeah. Little kids like ketchup on anything, and you know, you cut up a hot dog.
Oh, you got to do it.
Yeah.
You
got to
do it. You'll end up with chicken fingers on it if you're not careful.
Right. Yeah. Exactly. But it's all good. And that variety is not that hard to plan. Couple, you know, shredded cheeses, and then, as Bob mentioned, the vegetables and the condiments, and you're good.
Yeah, and maybe a bowl of Fritos because you might want to crunch some chips over the top.
But there you go. A pot of chili, little pot of chili.
Shredded pickles. Didn't we have that?
Shreddies?
Shreddies.
Yeah.
Yes.
You can buy those. Sobey's got those. Yeah.
I think
here's
the takeaway. When you're having your friends over, why are you feeding them? Because you love them. You're feeding them because you want them to stay. You want to treat them for bothering to spend time with you, blessing your family, right? So what you want them to do when they walk up and see what they're going to eat is you want them to see this really wonderful assortment of things and get their creative juices flowing so that they can go, oh, I think I'm going to do a brat with chili.
Right.
Well, you can't do that. Yes, you can.
Right.
You can do a brat with chili and sauerkraut. What do you think about that?
And here's the better thing is if you're using tubular meat, it's not the most expensive stuff you can buy. Okay. So if you make a dog and you don't like the dog, throw the damn thing away another one.
No. Give it to your dog.
Yeah. Give it to your dog. Yeah, exactly.
Tubular meat.
Right.
Okay.
That's what we're talking about.
I've got this mental disorder in my family amongst my kids, but I have a couple kids that say, oh, Dad, don't give that to the dog. He can't have human food.
Well, my dog lives on human food. I feed her eggs and sausage every morning.
What is human food?
Right.
It's a steak. It's a burger. Right. Your dog can't have meat. Is that what you're saying?
Just make it small enough because our dog, whenever you gave her hot dogs, would just come right back up. So it wouldn't be a pleasant.
Well, you didn't have a wiener dog, did you?
No, I wasn't a wiener dog.
That's why.
You didn't.
You got to have a wiener dog.
You didn't chew it for her.
Right. I don't know. My 70-pound mutt loves meat, and she gets it almost daily.
For all those of you who tuned in, have you learned anything this morning?
Oh.
I hope so.
Wow.
I fear what it might be, but I hope you've learned something.
Well, we're given, we're not taken today. So those listeners got to take all this, and that's not necessarily the best position to be
and
in.
And full disclaimer, we are just entertainers. This is not professional advice.
Right. But anyway, so you've been listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network.
Yeah.
Bob's waving at me.
Don't forget to go to thegrillingguys.com. Check out our sponsors.
Yep.
They're over on the right-hand side. You've got all sorts of people like Sobey, and you've got Garrett's. And check out our sponsors.
We'll talk with you next week.
See ya.